三讲。
We start out the third preaching on the book of Job.
我们的题目黑板上已经有，很感谢，就是讲到三个失败的安慰使者。
Our subject today is already reading on the board, talking about three failed comforters.
这是我们常常也落在同样光景里面的一个榜样。
We ourselves fall in the same situation.
好多时候来我们去安慰人，结果回来的时候垂头丧气。
Sometimes we go try to comfort somebody, when we come back, we are all discouraged.
我们最大的困难就是没有找到病根，所以没有对症下药。
Because the greatest problem for us, we couldn't find the root of their problem, and so we cannot help them.
宝贝的就是他们很热心去医治别人，去安慰别人。
But the most precious thing for the three is because they have an enthusiastic attitude.
实在付了很大的代价。
They really paid a great price.
你看从第四章开始一直讲到第三十七章。
Started from chapter 4, they keep on talking until to chapter 37.
所以他们不但是做了七天七夜，讲话讲了几天几夜，我就不知道。
Not only they sit 7 days and nine, I don't know how long they have been talking.
那到了最后呢，被安慰的人是不受安慰，反而生气。
Finally, the one was comforted. He wasn't comforted, and he, on the contrary, he was angry.
病没有医好，反而病更重了。
His sickness was not healed. On the contrary, he was getting worse.
不但这样了，惹了神的愤怒。差不多要罚他们，不知要怎么罚法。
Not only that, the Lord was angry with them, and they almost got a punishment.
但是我希望我们读了这些圣经之后，不要学得乖好了，不要安慰人。
I hope after we read this book, we just say, "Oh, well, I'm not going to comfort anybody anymore."
我们晓得，最没有用的医生就是不看病的医生。
We know the useless doctor is the one who doesn't heal anybody.
他不会医死人，他也不会医活人。
He will not help anybody to live, neither help anybody to die.
我相信这三个朋友后来能够蒙神更大的使用，做好的安慰使者。
I believe these three friends really used greatly by God to be a better comforter.
爱心做的总不会落空。
If we do everything according to God's love, it's going to be rewarded.
他差不多要医死了，神又把他救活了。
When he almost put Job to death, and the Lord delivered him.
所以最后呢，他学了医俗之道，非常高深。
And finally, they learned how to help others and to be a better worker.
我们知道从第四章开始，也一直到后面，就是三个朋友与约伯的这个谈话。
Start from chapter 4 to the following chapters, we know is the discourse of the three friends and conversation with Job.
起先是一言不发，一发言就不可收拾。
At the first, Job didn't say anything, but when he opened his mouth, he couldn't stop it.
那这里三个人一共有三次循环的讲话。
The three friends had three cycles of discourses.
那么一共讲了十七次话的记录。
Have 17 times of recording how they talk to each other.
以利法讲了三次话。
Eliphaz, they talked three times.
比勒达讲了三次话。
Bildad, he talked three times.
说法讲了三次话。
Sofa, he talked three times.
约伯讲了十次话。
Job talked 10 times.
所以他谁的话也没有他多。
Nobody talked as much as Job did.
那么严格的讲起来，他们不能算是互相的辩论。
Strictly speaking, I won't call them. They were argument to each other, disputing to each other.
因为每一个人都没有一个开朗的态度来听对方的道理。
Because neither one of them have open minded to listen to others.
就好像共产党讲的话。
Just like the communists said.
是一人一支号，各吹各的调。
Because everyone talk their own opinion.
因此呢，到最后没有什么真理越辩越明的这个象征。
And at the end, they couldn't see any clearer of what the truth was.
所以最后还是个人有个人的调。
And they still insist in their own way.
啊，反而分量更重而已。
And they feel the problem was getting worse.
那但是这三个朋友讲话的啊，这个性质跟约伯讲话的性质是稍有不同。
The nature of the talks of the three friends is a little different with what Job taught.
你看，三个朋友是向人讲话。
The three friends were talking to man.
就是他们的目标对象就是向着约伯去。
The object was Job.
那么约伯讲话呢，除了向人讲话之外，
When Job talks, not only he talks to man.
他也向自己讲话。
He also talked to himself.
还有更多的是向神讲话。
More of his talking is to God.
那这里你看见每一次他跟人讲话的里面，总有一些话他转过来跟神讲。
Every time when he talked to man, he always turned his head to God and talked to God.
那么就看见这里约伯他里面那种痛苦的深度。
So we can see how deep that his grief was.
以至于是他常常自己跟自己讲话。
And make him to talk to himself so often.
是不是你最苦的时候，你跟自己讲话
？Do you feel when you talk to yourself is the most miserable time?
一个人在房间里面，嘴巴叽里咕叽里咕叽里咕就讲起来。
When you are alone in your room, you talk to yourself.
啊，那么他与我们不同是哪里呢？他还有一个地方去，就向上面那位隐藏的神讲话。
But the difference of Job is he talked not only to himself but to God.
啊，就他要在神的面前，要把他的问题啊。找着一个真理的那个水落石出。
And he wants to find out what is the truth, what is the true problem of himself.
那么在那他有这样的感觉是由于他的痛苦所造成的。
All his feeling comes from his suffering.
我们晓得啊，人类最大的痛苦之一。
We know that one of the greatest problem of a human being.
就是觉得被人所遗弃的
is you feel that you are rejected.
那这个是啊、很难以形容的一个痛苦。
Is some pain is indescribable.
连一个罪人有的时候都担当不住这样的痛苦。
Even a sinner cannot stand it.
你看见该隐犯罪了以后
，We know when Cain after he sinned.
神就刑罚他，使他劳苦。
God punished him by labor.
但是神有一个刑罚，就是把他从他的面前赶出去。
But God punished him by threw him away from the face of God.
意思说叫他遗弃他，把他啊隔在这个神的面荣光之外。
And separate him from the bright of God's face.
那这个痛苦啊，该隐受不了。
But this pain was very serious. Cain couldn't take it.
他说：“你罚我太重了。”
He told God that's too serious a punishment.
那主耶稣基督在十字架上，什么是最大的痛苦呢
？What was the greatest pain when Jesus Christ was on the cross?
不是他的肉身被钉的那个痛苦。
It's not the pain he was crucified on the cross.
不错，那是痛苦，但是不是最难忍受的。
Of course, that was painful, but that's not the worst.
是他情不自禁在那里喊叫起来的，是我的神，我的神。你为什么遗弃我
？The worst part is when he called out to his father, Father, why do you forsake me?
所以在那里，他要把这遗弃他的神再抓回来，那使他能够心里面得到安慰。
He wanted to find out the one who has forsaken him, and that's the thing can really comfort him.
那么约伯现在所受的痛苦也是如此。
It's the same way Job was.
他觉得惊慌失措，因为与他有密友之情的神。把他遗弃了。
He was astonished because this God was intimate with him before, forsaked him.
所以在他与人谈话的时候，他总忘不了回到神的面前，要把神抓回来。
So while he was talking to his friend, he always turned to God and tried to seek him.
就因为他有这种爱慕神、寻求他真理的缘故。
Because he loved God and have a heart of seeking.
所以在他的谈话里面，不断的有真理的长进。
So in his talking, there is gradual revelation of truth.
有神暗中的启示领导他。
There's a hidden revelation from God to him.
从这里你就知道为什么神最后说：“你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯议论我的事。”
That's why at the end, the Lord said, "You discuss me; it's not as right as Job did."
那由于他对真理神有一个爱慕的态度， 所以神这样评断他。
Because Job loved his attitude, loved God's truth.
那神实在是很公平的。
God is indeed very just.
那其实按照人看起来啊，约伯讲的话很可怕的。
According to man's standard, what Job said really was terrible.
把这个神呢，好像乱骂一场的。
He seemed to complain God very foolishly.
但神呢，一直听，后来讲你讲的对。
But God heard it, and He said what He said was right.
啊，所以神还给他很多的恩典。
And God gave him a lot of blessings.
那么，由于他讲很多啊语无伦次的话，是由于朋友所吹捧而讲出来的。
He talked a lot of senseless talk because his friends compelled him to do it.
所以神并不以这个作为他的罪和他的错误。
So God does not charge him to be sinful.
啊，接着这一些让我们对于神的那种公义、公平、慈爱能够有更深的认识。
So we can know more of God's justice.
那现在我们能把这三个人的讲话稍微的加以介绍一下。
Now I'd like to give an introduction to the three friends talking.
我们首先要看见的就是以利法，他这一个人。
First, we'd like to see how Elipha is.
那他一共讲了三次话。
Three times he talked.
他也是第一个发言的人。
He was the first one and opened his mouth.
按我们来看呢，这个人可能是三个朋友，甚至连约伯包括在内。年纪最大的一位。
Maybe he was among the three friends, including Job, he was the oldest.
是不是这跟我们中国人的想象啊？年纪大的先讲话。
It's similar to Chinese custom, the oldest one speak first.
我们来看他这个人的情景，十五章第十节。
Let's in chapter 15, verse 10.
第二次讲话的时候啊，怎么样劝导约伯？
That's the way he advised Job on his second cycle of talking.
那第十五章第十节，我们这里有白发的和年纪老迈的，比你父亲还老。神用温和的话安慰你，你以为太小吗？
Both the gray-haired and the aged are among us, older than your father. Are the consolation of God too small for you?
那这里讲到头发很白的，年纪比他父亲还老的，很可能就指着他自己。
The one gray-haired and the older than the father's probably is himself.
那么这三个朋友都有一个先入为主的观念。
And the three friends, all of the three friends have their preconceived notion.
就是罪与罚永远是没有方法分开的。
You can never separate sin and punishment.
那种瓜的就得瓜，种豆就得豆。
Whatever you sow, you also reap.
那因此，他们就根据这个理论来不同的方法劝导改正约伯。
They use this principle and try to advise him, Job.
这一种的劝导与他们对于真理的认识和他们的性格是不同，所以呢，就表达的不同。
The way they advise Job is different according to their own nature and their own understanding.
那么这个以利法，他这个人是一个比较温和的人。
Elipha, he was a person is more gentle.
所以他讲话的语气也比较温和。
And he used an old miter attitude.
因为他的年纪大，所以他属灵的经验、世界的知识也比较多。
Because、
他就根据这些来。安慰来提醒约伯
，because he's older, he uses his own experience and his own understanding to advise Job.
你看啊，第四章他第一次讲话就把这样一种性质流露出来。
In chapter four, when he first talked, and he already revealed his character.
他首先是提醒劝勉约伯的态度。
At first, he tried to admonish Job.
那第一啊。请看这个第四节第三节
，verse three
到第五节，你素来教导许多的人，又坚固软弱的手，你的言语曾扶住那将要跌倒的人，你又使软弱的妻稳固，但现在祸患临到你，你就昏迷，哀敬你，你便惊慌。
Behold, you have admonished many, and you have strengthened weak hands. Your words have helped the tottering to stand, and you have strengthened feeble knees. But now it has come to you, and you are impatient. It touches you, and you are dismayed.
那这个讲话的语气并不带着定罪的语气。
When he talks, he didn't really condemn Job.
那实际上呢，他已经认为约伯是有罪。
Actually, he felt that Job had some sin.
不过预先呢，他是用一种暗示的方法让他能够认罪。
At the beginning, he just suggesting that he should admit his sin.
所以在这一个提醒之后呢，他就根据他的那个认识来让约伯认识他的罪。
After this suggestion, and he advised Job to confess his sins.
那请看下面他讲话的根据。
See what he what's the authority of his talking.
第八节
，verse 8.
按我所见，跟罪孽、中毒害的人都照样收割。
According to what I have seen, those who plow iniquity and those who sow trouble harvest it.
我们再看第五章。
See chapter 5.
第二节
Verse 2,
第三节
3.
我曾见愚妄人砸下根，但我忽然咒诅他的住处。
I have seen the foolish taking root, and I curse his abode immediately.
那这都是根据他人生的经验、社会的观察来提醒约伯。
He is suggesting to Job according to his own experience and what he understood.
那么第十二节就根据他属灵的经验来提醒约伯。
In verse 12, he used his spiritual experience to suggest him to Job.
我暗暗的得了默示，我的耳朵也听见其细微的声音。
A word was brought to me stealthily, and my ear received a whisper of it.
那所以他在下面就讲到他一次异象的那个启示。
And he describe how his vision was.
那在他三次的讲话里面都含有这样子一种的形态。
In three of his talks, he also contains this nature.
那么在这些的劝导里面，我们知道都不是一些错误的一些教训。
In all his advice, we know none of his talking was wrong.
啊，问题就是说，他这一些的教训和启示并不能够解决约伯的问题。
But the problem is what his revelation or teaching cannot really solve Job's problem.
所以在第一次讲话的里面
，So in the first discourse he had,
约伯他一下子就没有方法接受。
And Job could not accept it.
那么他在第二次讲话的时候呢，就更加的明显来指出约伯的罪过。
On his second discourse, he evidently pointed out what Job's problem.
啊，是呢，定罪的语气呢就比较明显了。
He evidently condemning Job.
我们看第十五节，十五章。
Let's see chapter 15.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
我们请看这个第四节和第一直到第六节。
From verse 4 through 6.
你是废弃敬畏的意，在神面前阻止敬虔的心。你的罪孽指教你的口，你选用诡诈人的舌头。你自己的口定你为有罪，并非是我。你自己的嘴证见你的不是。
Indeed, you do away with reverence and hinder meditation before God. For your guilt teaches your mouth, and you choose the language of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I, and your own lips testify against you.
那所以在这里，他认为约伯不认罪，在讲话呢，他灵里头一定是有一个反抗悖逆的心。
In here, he explains that Job talks so much, not acknowledging his sin because he had iniquity.
所以在后面呢，就加以责备。
And at the end, he tried to reprove him.
但是他仍然是根据他社会的经验 来作为他言论的根据。
But still based on his social experiences.
我们请看第十五章第十七节。
Let's see chapter 15, verse 17.
我指示你，你要听，我要述说所看见的。
I tell you, listen to me, and what I have seen, I have also declared.
所以他的言论总有事实为佐证。
All he talks is based upon the facts.
那么这一次的谈话，因为基本的方向是错误的。
This calls because the basic direction was wrong.
所以约伯还是加以拒绝。
But Job rejected him.
那么第三次，以利法怎么说呢？
What was the talking of the third time?
这个老人就惶火了。
Eliphaz was mad.
他就明显地定他的罪。
And he condemned him openly.
他觉得不听老人言，吃亏在眼前。
If you listen to the elderly, you are going to lose.
那我们看看第二十二章他讲的话，与他第一次讲话有多么大的不同。
Let's see the difference from chapter 22 as compared with the first time he talked.
我们请看22章第5节到第11节。
Chapter 22, verse 5 through 11.
第22章第5节，你的罪恶岂不是大吗？你看，是不是很大？你的罪孽也没有穷尽，那是不得了。因你无故抢取弟兄的物为当头，夺去贫寒人的衣服，困乏的人你没有给他水喝，饥饿的人你没有给他食物，有能力的人就得土地，尊贵的人也住在其中。你打发寡妇空手回去，折断孤儿的膀臂，因此有网罗环绕你，有恐惧忽然使你惊惶，或有黑暗蒙蔽你，并有洪水淹没你。
Is not your wickedness great and your iniquity without end? For you have taken pledge of your brothers without cause, and stripped men naked. And to the weary you have given no water to drink, and from the hungry you have withheld bread. For the earth belongs to the mighty man, and the honorable man dwells in it. You have sent widows away empty, and the strength of the orphans have been crushed. Therefore snares surround you, and sudden dread terrifies you.Or darkness so that you cannot see, an abundance of water covers you.
好像从这里，以利法都举出约伯所犯的事实上的罪为证明。
Here, Eliphaz seems to present all the sin he has committed.
因为他讲的这么样子的有把握。
He talked with the assurance.
实际上，没有一样约伯犯过这样的罪。
Actually, none of this Job committed.
他不但说他犯了这些罪，他说，所以约伯啊，现在报应临到你身上。
Not only he said so, he said that's why the reward come to, the punishment come to you.
为什么这个以利法会讲出这些罪来呢？
Why you love us talk something like that?
为什么他会无中生有呢？
Why he will say something out from nothing?
你看他这里所指责的那些罪啊，到底是什么样的罪？
What are the sins he point out here?
那全是一个有钱的人容易犯的罪。
Is all the sins are easy for rich men?
那约伯是个有钱人了，他一定会犯这个罪。
He thought Job was a rich man. He must have committed all this.
他不认了，我就把他点出来。
If he didn't acknowledge it, I'm going to point it out.
那么这些罪，你看就是剥削穷人。
That is take things away from the poor.
不肯行善。
Doesn't is not willing to do good.
交结有权有势的人。
And have friendship with the honorable.
那苦待孤儿寡妇。
Cruel to widows and orphans.
这些话也讲到约伯的身上，约伯当然暴跳如雷。
When Job heard this, of course he was in a great anger.
尤其是出于这样一个有钱、有年龄而有经验的人身上。
Especially was talked by an older and experienced person.
但是我们看见约伯对于以利法还是比较容忍。
But we can see Job was very tolerant with this person.
因为每一次以利法讲完厉害的话之后，总来一副安慰的话。
Because every time after he talked about the terrible things, horrible things, he always comforted him.
这好像一个妈妈打人都不会痛的一样。
Just like a mother whip his child, it's not very painful.
所以你看， 在这个第四章最后是一个劝勉的话。
So we can see at the end of chapter 4,
第五章
啊， for comforting.
第一次发言的第五章啊，最末了的地方。
The end of chapter 5.
那请看第十七节。
Verse 17.
也许我们一起来练练好一点。
Let's read together.
对，省一点时间。也可以让我们平常不大爱看的人一起来看一看。我们一起练第十七节到第二十七节。
Verse 17 to 27, we read it together.
神所惩治的人是有福的，所以你不可轻看全能者的管教，因为他打破又缠裹，他裹伤用手医治，你六次遭难，他必救你。就是其次灾祸也必无法害你，在饥荒中他必救你脱离死亡，在征战中他必救你脱离刀剑的权力，你必被隐藏，不受口舌之害，灾殃临到你，你也不惧怕，你遇见灾害饥馑就必喜笑，地上的野兽你也不惧怕，因为你必于田间的石头立月，田里的野兽也必与你和好，你必知道你的帐篷平安，要查看你的羊圈一无所失，也必知道你的后裔将来要发达，你的子孙像地上的青草，你必瘦高年迈，才得归坟墓，好像禾捆到时收藏，这道理我已经考察，本是如此，你需要听，要知道是与自己有益。所以他说，你现在受苦，焉知非福呢？
He asked him, now you're suffering, don't you think it's also a blessing?
谁只要悔改，神有很多的福气临到你身上。
Only if you repent, then the blessing of God will come to you.
所以下面就把这些福气讲得非常的生动。
And he explained what the blessing were.
连田底的田地也要跟他和好，野兽也要听他的话。
Even his field will be friend with him, and even the beasts.
那么他的儿孙要像青草那么多。
And the children will as much as the grass.
他死的时候是寿终正寝。
And when he died, is died in a full age.
享受他足够的年岁。
Enjoy all his life.
那么这个第二十二章，我们来跳过去看看他讲了那么凶的话以后，又是讲了什么话呢？
Chapter 22. After he talked some bad things, what he talked then?
No, 又是讲到蒙福安慰的话语。
Also, he gave some comforting and blessings.
我们看二十二章二十一节到三十节，再一起念。
Verse 21 through 30, we read together.
你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。你当领受他口中的教训，将他的言语存在心里。你若归向全能者，从你帐篷中除掉不义，就必得见你。要将你的珍宝丢在尘土里，将俄非的黄金丢在锡和石头之间，全能者就必为你的珍宝，做你的宝银。你要以全能者为喜乐，向他扬起脸来。你要祷告他，他就听你，你也要还你的愿。你定义要做何事，必然给你成就，亮光也必照耀你的路。人使你降卑，你仍可说我必得高升，谦卑的人神必然拯救，人非无辜，神且要搭救他，他因你手中轻戒必蒙拯救。所以他最后的一段话仍然是一个安慰，是一个勉励。
So his final discourse still was words of comforting.
他实在是一个忠厚的长者。
He was a very faithful elderly.
那么我们读约伯记的时候，在这里我要提醒一句。
But here I'd like to remind you.
我们不要以为他们安慰约伯的话是不正确。
We cannot think that all the comforting words were not correct.
对于我们也是不正确。
To us, it's not correct either.
如果他们的话全没有真理，我相信圣经不会详细的记载。
If their words has no truth in it, I'm sure the Bible won't put in here.
我们知道，无论是约伯、以比勒达和说法、以利律法的话，都是一些正确的话。
We know, Bildad and Sophan, Eliphaz, all they talked were truth.
只不过是对约伯那时候的光景不合用而已。
But to Job was not appropriate.
那对于很多基督徒，这里面有很宝贝的教训。
But to most of the Christian, it really contains a very precious teaching.
所以我们研究约伯记。
So when we study the book of Job, 我们
必须要认真谦卑地读，从那些古老的圣贤的话语里面得着属灵的益处。
So we should learn from the elderly people, all humbly and open-minded.
像这约伯啊，第一次所讲究那个神惩治的人是有福的，这些话是我们犯罪之后所必须要读的。
When Job talks about the blessed are those who are reproved by God, we really have to study this.
那像二十二章那里讲到追求认识神的途径和他的福分，也的确能够给我们追求认识神一个最好的捷径。
In chapter 22 also lead us to see the path to know God.
因为这一些都是以利法这个人本身的经验。
Because this was Eliphaz's personal experience.
那这是我在这里要补充说明的。
That's I would like to mention.
那么我们现在来看看以利法所讲的话啊，到底有什么样子的批判呢？
Then what kind of a discourse Eliphaz had? What character he had?
那在这个人的话语里面，我们看见他显然对于神的作为并没有很明显的认识。
From his talking, we know that he didn't quite understand God's work.
他常常以无知的得失作为神喜悦和不喜悦的一个衡量尺度。
He often judged the favor of God according to the material things.
所以也常从他的物质损失来定约伯的罪。
Because of the loss of material things, he started to condemn Job.
也常从那物质上的得着来表明神再一次的喜悦。
Because of the abundance of materialism, he tried to tell Job that was the favor of God.
这一点上呢，约伯却是比他高明得多。
But in this point, Job knows better.
因为约伯认为这些物质都是神的交托。
Because Job knew all the material things was just entrusting from God.
这些有无并不代表这个神喜悦或者不喜悦。
Whether he has it or not doesn't mean God favors him.
他所认为最宝贝的就是由神有一个密切的交通。
He thinks the most precious thing is his intimacy with God.
那在这里我们晓得这一些话为什么约伯听不进去。
That's why Job couldn't accept it.
但是我们今天很多人听得进去。
But today a lot of us can really accept this.
好的弟兄姊妹见面的时候就谈话了。
When we meet some brothers and sisters, we talk to each other.
哎呀，好多年没有见了。
I haven't seen you for a long time.
过去几年怎么样啊？
How was your past years?
感谢主啊，结婚了。
Thank God I'm married.
生了两个宝宝了。
Two children.
好不好啊？好乖呀。
They're so nice.
做事顺利不顺利啊？
How is your business?
这个 boss 对我很好啊。
The boss is very nice to me.
赚钱也很多了。
I earned quite a lot of money.
买了新的房子了。
New houses.
感谢主啊，给你这么大恩典啊。
Thank God for all the blessing.
神真是大大祝福你啊。
God really blessed you.
那么如果碰到另外一个弟兄呢？
If you meet another brother,
看见还是跟做学生的时候差不多的样子。
He looks similar to the way he when he was a student.
还是单身汉一个。
Still single.
那么样子穷酸样子。
Looks sort of poor.
这个人怎么搞的？神不祝福他呢
？How come God doesn't bless that person?
这个人怎么搞的？一直不蒙恩典呢
？Why the blessing doesn't come to him?
你看，我们把这个恩典就当作物质是一回事情。
So we think materialism and the blessing are one thing.
这样子的恩典不信主的人可以得着。
All this blessing, even non-Christians can have it.
最有钱的人是最蒙神恩典的人。
Then the richest person will be the favorite person of God.
最穷的人是最不蒙恩典的人。
And the poorest person will displease to God.
那这是一个多么普遍的观念在基督徒的里面。
How common this idea existing in Christians.
那这里呢，约伯记要把我们这种观念打破过来，让我们知道这约伯的观念才是正确的。
So this, through this book, God wants us to change our attitude, use Job's attitude.
那在这三个朋友对约伯的这个影响里头。
All the three friends influence to Job.
我们可以说这个以利法的影响力是最大。
We know the greatest was Eliphaz's talk.
因为在他里面有一样东西是别的两个朋友所没有的。
There's one thing in his life is not existing in the other friends' talking.
那就是他有属灵的启示。
Because he had spiritual revelation.
那我们看看他这个启示是多么的真实。
Let's see how true his revelation was.
那第四章，我们来看一看这个第十二节练起。
In chapter 4, verse 12.
我们练到第二十一节。
Read until to the end.
一起练。我暗暗的得了默示，我也耳朵也听见其细微的声音，在思念夜中异象之间，世人沉睡的时候。恐惧战惊临到我身，使我百骨打颤。有灵从我面前经过，我身上的毫毛直立。那灵停住，我却不能辨其形状。有影像在我眼前，我在静默中听见有声音说：比死的人岂能比神公义吗？人岂能比造他的主洁净吗？主不信靠他的臣仆，并且指他的使者为愚昧，何况那住在土房、根基在尘土里被蠹虫所毁坏的人呢？早晚之间就被毁灭，永归无有，无人理会。他帐篷的神说：岂不从中抽出来呢？他死且是无智慧而死。那我们注意他这个意象的真情是到这个十七节为止。
The description of his vision, stopped at verse 17.
那么十八节呢，一直到末了，是他的运用这个意象在约伯的身上。
From verse 18 to 21, he applies this vision to use to advising Job.
有好多人觉得这个以利法见的意象好像是见了魔鬼。
Some think the vision Eliphaz had as if he has seen Satan.
因为有这么可怕的情景。
Because it sounds so terrible.
但是我个人觉得不是如此。
But I don't think so.
差不多每一个人见到神的异象都是有一种敬畏的态度。
Every one of us see the vision of God always have a.
那么对于以利法这样一个人，我相信不会有一个从魔鬼来的异象。
I know a person like Eliphaz, he will not take a vision from Satan.
那么这整个的异象的题目，中心的内容是什么呢？
What's the crucial point in this vision?
那就是让以利法知道神的那个崇高和圣洁。
That to make Eliphaz know that God is the ultimate God, the highest and the holy.
使得以利法对于神有一种敬畏的心。
So that he fears God and reverent God.
那这是很好的。
That was good.
但是呢，在以利法的运用里头呢，却贬低人的一文不值，这是错误的。
But in his application, he abases human.
那这是这个片面的来解释一个意象。
It's just explain the vision with the incomplete explanation.
我们知道这位神的确是崇高，是圣洁的。
We know our God is most high, and He was holy.
但是他喜悦住在世人之间。
But he desired to dwell among men.
他不贬低人的价值。
He doesn't despise man.
什么人贬低人的价值呢？
Who are the ones who usually despise man?
就是魔鬼和人的自己。
Is Satan and man himself.
这一个约伯被这样一个错误的运用，当然他是不能接受。
Because Eliphaz was confused with this idea.
那么我们看见约伯他在这一个错误的教导之下能够站立得住，实在是一个属灵的智慧。
Job can still stand after this wrong teaching.
那么这个以利法他 教训的第三个错误在什么地方呢？
What's the third mistake Eliphaz had?
就是他不知道这个种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆的道理。
He doesn't know the principle of whatever you sow, you also reap.
就是在我们今天这个现实的社会里，不能够普遍的加以解释。
We cannot explain it with our present generation.
在永恒的角度里，这一个原则是对的。
This principle is true for long term eternity. 但
是在今天这个世界里头，很多现象不是一时能够用属灵的原则解释的。
But at this present time, a lot of phenomena we cannot explain with this principle.
所以我们要分别现象和那个实质的问题。
So we have to see some of the phenomena and what is the entity.
这是我们也需要学习的一点。
We have to learn this.
好多人啊，我们看见他信心的结果是非常的好，我们说这个人大有信心。
We see somebody has a lot of result from his faith. We said he really is a man of faith.
那些结果啊，都是我们喜欢的。
The result was something we really like.
譬如说，但以理的三个朋友被丢在烈火窑里。
For instance, three friends of Daniel were thrown in the fire.
结果呢？在火窑里面有四个人行走。
While they were walking in fire, there was four men.
那以后呢？从火窑里头跑出来，衣服也没有烧掉，头发也没有烧掉。哎呀，我们说你看，信心是多么的奇妙。
And when they came out from the furnace, their hair, neither the hair nor clothes was damaged.
他们真是大有信心的人。
Because they are indeed men of faith.
请问弟兄姊妹，如果丢在火窑里烧死了，有没有信心？
Dear brothers and sisters, if they were thrown in the furnace and he died, do you think he had faith?
一样的也有信心。
Of course he had faith.
那么我们看见这个但以理丢在狮子坑里。
Daniel was thrown in the lion's den.
狮子啊没有把他咬死。
The lion did not hurt him.
哎呀，我们说你看信心是好像啊这个刀枪不入的。
We think faith really can resist swords.
那如果但以理丢在狮子坑里，狮子把他咬死了，他有没有信心？
Suppose he were thrown in the lion's den and he was bitten by lion. Do you think he has faith?
我们也说，这个信心恐怕也没有什么用的。
Maybe we think faith. What's the use of faith?
所以你看见我们对于信心的这个果效，常常是很片面的现象来判断、来拣选。
So often we judge the value of faith is very fragile.
我们来看看这个也希伯来书第十一章，就可以让我们知道信心在今天这个世界所得到的结果是什么。
If we read Hebrews chapter 11, we can see what is the result of faith.
我们来看希伯来书第十一章三十二节练起。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32.
那我们就练到第三十九节啊，三十四十节。
We read through verse 40.
啊，我们一起来练。
Let's read together.
我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、以弗他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。他们因着信，制服了敌国，行了公义。得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。有夫人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。又有人等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊山羊的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏患难苦害，住在旷野山岭山洞地穴，漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。你看这一段话，显然把信心在今世的后果分为两种不同的情形。
Here, let us see that faith has can cannot see the result at this moment.
弟兄姊妹，你是喜欢上面一部分的，还是喜欢下面一部分的？
Brother and sister, do you like the first part or the later part?
我想我们都喜欢上面一部分。
I think we all like the first part.
多么神气啊！
It's very glorious.
啊，制服了敌国。
Overcome the enemy.
啊，脱了刀剑的锋刃。
And they escape from the sword.
啊，灭了烈火的猛士。
And they destroy the fire.
堵了狮子的口。
They stop the mouth of the lion.
谁愿意披着绵羊、山羊的皮到处奔跑啊？
Who is willing to put on the sheepskin and goatskin and running around?
谁愿意被石头打死啊？
Who is willing to be stoned?
叫我最拣选，最不愿意被锯锯死。
I think if I can choose, I never want to be sawed.
那真是一锯一锯，多么难忍呢？
It's unbearable.
但是这样子一样的是一个有信心的人。
But all these are men of faith.
并且这些人都是世界所不配有的人。
And all these men are not worldly.
所以当我们要去啊帮助人的时候，我们需要在真理上要多多的有一个健全的认识。
So when we try to help others, first we have to have a true understanding of the truth.
不然的话会啊是一个很有信心的人，反而从信心的地位上堕落下来。
Otherwise, we will even hurt the faith.
那正好像约伯一样，他会从那个地步啊退缩下来。
Just like Job, he withdraw from his situation.
那我们现在来看第二个人，比勒达。
Now let us see the second man.
那这一个人呢？在他的为人上，我们看见是与比以利法不同的。
In his nature seemed to be different from Eliphaz.
这个人有比较大的胆量。
He was very bold.
根据一个理论呢，他来大胆的假设。
According to the reasoning, he tried to give a lot of assumption.
很可惜，他们有科学的求证。
Very. Pitifully, they didn't have that scientific method.
那这个胡适说研究科学要大胆假设，然后叫科学家十四去求证，是吧？他们有求证。
Like Mr. Hu said, you have to make a lot of the assumption, then try to prove it. But he didn't.
那我们看他怎么假设呢
？How did he try to give assumptions?
既然他约伯不认自己有罪。
Because Job didn't admit he was sinful.
但是呢，罪与罚也有关系的。
But sin and punishment are so closely related.
那么一定是他儿子有罪。
Must be their children have cursed God.
那我们来看第八章第四节。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 4.
第八章第四节，或者你的儿女得罪了他，使他受报应。
If your sons sinned against God and he delivered them into the power.
你看是不是跟以利法讲话的态度完全不同？
The attitude when he talks is quite different from Eliphaz.
以利法总是暗示啊，提醒啊，但这个人呢，就开始明显的来定他的罪。
When Eliphaz talks, he tried to suggest him and to give him hints.
那么他讲话的那个权威根据是什么呢
？What was his authority when he taught?
啊，是完全根据于古人的学说。
He always used what was the teaching in the old times.
那请看第八章第八节。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 8.
请你拷问前代追念他们的列祖所查究的，我们不过从昨天才有，一无所知。我们在世的日子好像影儿。
Please inquire of past generations and consider the things searched out by the fathers, for we are only of yesterday and know nothing, because our days on earth are as a shadow.
在这个人看起来，人类的一切都是退化。
According to him, everything is declining.
那学问这些东西呢，在古人的时代早已经乏着得干干净净。
All the knowledge has already discovered in the past.
新时代的人是一无所知。
And the people of present time, they really know nothing.
古早的人的生活是很有内容的。
The life of the old time really have a rich content.
我们新时代的人呢，生活如同影子，是虚空的。
But our life the, at present time is just like a shadow.
啊, 这一个人呢, 是完全的, 从古派,
He's a person really favored old.
啊, 觉得我们今天的人是一钱不知,
and despise the present.
所以他的言论呢, 都是根据古人的学说, 来教导约伯。
So all his teaching is based upon the old teachings.
那么在这说话的这个语气里面, 就认为他的话, 是有无上的权威。
So when he talks as if he has great authority.
那么这个是今天很多人辩论的时候常用的一种方法。
This is the way many of us often use.
我们讲道的人有时候也喜欢用这个办法。
The preacher often uses it too.
一下是孔夫子是这样说，苏格拉底这样说。
We often say what Confucius said, what Socrates said.
可以证明我是个博学多才的人，话语里头有料子。
To prove that I know a lot, I really have a lot of material to talk.
实际上是在那卖弄自己。
Actually, is try to show ourselves.
那么他所讲的这些话语里面， 仍然是直接的要约伯认罪。
In all his talking, he just urged Job to acknowledge his sins.
那么在 他的第一次言论没有达到功效的时候，
When he failed on his first talking,
你看他第二次讲话， 与第一次就大大的退步了。
And second time when he talked to Job was really getting worse.
啊, 第18章。
Chapter 18.
我们看第18章讲话, 他并没有什么新的古人的道理。
When he talks here, he didn't have any new knowledge from the old.
因为他引证的那些古人的话都已经引证完了。
Because he has used all the teachings of the old.
那么他的亮光已经分解清楚了。
He already revealed all his revelations.
没有新鲜的亮光。
No new things.
所以就把那种罪与罚的关系重复的来述说一遍。
And he emphasized the relationship between sin and punishment.
不过就是把那一个恶有恶报讲得更加严重一点。
He emphasized that evil has evil recompense.
那很多这里的话都是要刺激约伯而讲出来的。
All his words to try to stimulate Job.
所以从这里讲出来，我们发现他这个用心不是很良善。
We know his motive was not very good.
啊，我们请看第八节的21节，好像他在约伯的伤口倒盐这样的味道。
From verse 8 to verse 21 seems to he was rubbing the sore.
啊，我们。 请看第8节到21节， 我们一起来念。
Verse 8 through 21。
因为他被自己的脚陷入网中， 走在残忍的网罗上， 圈套鼻套住他的脚跟， 机关必擒护他， 活扣在为他藏在土内， 祭判为他藏在路上， 四围的荆轲要使他害怕， 并且追赶他的脚跟，他的力量必因饥饿衰败，祸患要在他旁边等候，他本身的肢体要被吞吃，死亡的长者要吞吃他的肢体，他要从所依靠的帐篷被拔出来，带到惊吓的王那里，不熟他的必住在他的帐篷里， 硫磺必撒在他所住之处，下灭他的根本要枯干，上边他的枝条要剪除，他的祭殿在地上必然灭亡，他的名字在街上也不存留，他必从光明中被撵到黑暗里，必被赶出世界，在本名中必无子无孙，在寄居之地也无一人存留。 以后来的要惊奇他的日子，好像以前去的，受了惊慌，不义之人的住处总是这样，此乃不认识神之人的地步。你看，这里讲到这个恶有恶报啊，好像完全是针对着约伯的处境而发的。
He talked that evil has evil recompense. Everything is trying to attack Job.
那讲到这个人的祸患，一波未平，一波又起。
He reminded him he has four evils come one after another.
讲到这个人身上有很多古怪的毛病。
He talked about he has peculiar diseases.
讲到这个人有饥饿、贫穷、一贫如洗。
And talk about his famine and his hunger.
并且遭受到天上硫磺的火来把他烧灭。
Even the brimstone come to consume him.
并且这样的人呢，绝子绝孙。
And without children.
你说约伯听见气不气？
How do you think Job felt when he heard it?
所以在这样的话里面，难怪得约伯他有很厉害的反抗。
No wonder Job respond very strongly.
那么第三次呢，到底彼得达在讲什么呢？
When he talked the third time, what did Bildad talk?
你明显看见他的话的分量是越来越轻。
You see that his emphasis was lighter and lighter.
最后连恶有恶报他也讲不出来了。
At last, he could not explain what evil has evil recompense.
他只强调一件事，神是可怕的。
He only emphasized one thing, God is terrible.
所以你不能够反抗他。
You cannot reject him.
你这个态度就是不对。
Your attitude is wrong.
你该罚。
You deserve to be punished.
甚至很严重的来警告他。
Very seriously, he gave him warnings.
我们看第二十五章。
Let's see chapter 25.
第二十五章是很短的一段话。
It's a short chapter.
那苏亚人彼得大回答说：“神有治理之权，有威严可畏。”他在高处施行过和平，他的诸君岂能算数？他的光亮一发，谁不蒙照呢？这样在神面前，人怎能称义？夫人所生的怎能够洁净？在神眼前，月亮也无光，星宿也不洁净，何况如虫的人，如蛆的世人？从这里话，你晓得他慢慢要想打退堂鼓，我以此来作为他没有错的遮盖。
After these words, he tried to retreat from Job.
那么在这个比勒达的回话里面，我们可以加以批判。
But in his talking, we can try to discuss something.
一个人要做一个保守的人，是应该有一定的分寸。
If we want to be conservative, we have to have our limits.
啊，好多时候来，我们在教会里面以为保守就是纯正。
Sometimes we think if we are conservative, that's right.
所以我们常说这个人是个保守派，哎呀，很好，信仰纯正。
If we say somebody is a conservative attitude, we say that's good.
那有很多时候来一些古早的东西是需要保守，但有些是需要修正。
Sometimes the old teachings are correct, we need to keep it, but some need to be corrected.
所以这是一个很需要有的属灵智慧。
So this is a necessary spiritual wisdom.
我们要常常祷告，要保守该保守的。
We have to pray God and keep what we should keep.
但是我们要求给我们智慧，能够修改应该修改的。
But we ask God to give us wisdom to correct what need to be corrected.
能够把这两样分别出来，才能够使我们在神的手中成为合用的器皿。
If we can distinguish this, then we can be used vessels.
那么在约伯的这个反应里面，所以他一直强调他是一个没有罪的人。
But in Job's response, he always insists he is sinless.
那么我们从他的回答彼得达的话里面，看见他有许许多多的牢骚发了出来。
And when he answered Bildad, he really have a lot of complaints.
那这是由于彼得达的话所戳神的。
Because Bildad's talking was offending.
啊，我们要快快的讲说法这个人的情景。
We have to quickly talk about Sofa, this person.
好像三个人讲话越讲是越没有分量。
The three person one after another, the last one is. Not very strong.
以利法是暗示。
Eliphaz, he was suggesting.
那么这个比勒达是假设。
Bildad, he has a lot of assumption.
说法呢是直接的定罪。
And the sofa was just a frank, straightforward.
并且呢认为这个罪啊所定的还比较太轻一点。
And he think he'scondemnation is too light for Job to take.
并且他还对于约伯这个人加以谩骂，加以这个讥笑。
And he also scold him and smack him.
那我们来看第十一章。
Let's see chapter 11.
第五节
verse 5
啊，练到第六节
5 and 6，
我们一起来练。唯愿神说话，愿他开口攻击你，并将智慧的奥秘指示你。他有诸般的知识，所以当知道，神追讨你，比你的罪孽该得的还少。他嫌神罚得太轻。
He think God give him punishment much less than he deserved.
我不知道魔鬼都没有办法了，说法还有什么办法
？If Satan couldn't do anything, how much so far could do?
所以在他看起来，约伯是一个罪大恶极的人。
According to so far, Job was really a sinful man.
这是一个多么错误的判断
！How wrong this was.
那么他怎么样来责备、来侮辱约伯呢？
How did he insulting Job?
我们来看第十一节和第十二节。
Let's read verse 11 and 12.
啊，一起念。
Read together.
他本知道虚妄的人，人的罪孽，他虽不留意，凡事无所不见。空虚的人却毫无知识。人生在世，好像野驴的驹子。啊，就骂约伯头脑又空，脾气又硬，好像个驴子一样。
He scolded Job that he was empty in his mind and also bad tempered just like a donkey.
那么在他发言的那个根据里面的情形是怎样呢？
What was his foundation of his talking?
他是以自我权威的姿态来教导约伯。
He talked as if he is with authority.
那么因此他认为他就是一个家长，就是一个好的老师，约伯应该听从。
You think he is the leader and he is a good teacher. Job should listen.
啊，这种人是最没有料的人。
We know this kind of man is really have nothing.
这种人常常都以虚张声势来压服别人。
He always talk very fiercely to try to scare people.
你看两个人吵架，声音大的人一定没有道理。
When you see two people fight to each other, if the One is loud in voice, he must be the one is not right.
他就是想以权力来压服对方。
He like to overcome the other with authority.
所以约伯对这个人也毫不客气。
Job was not polite to him either.
在三个人里面，约伯对他是最凶的。
Job was treating him not politely.
约伯怎么样子来回答他呢？
How did he answer him?
我们来看看第十二节。十二章
read chapter 12
我们一起来读第一节练到第八节第九节
verse 1 through 9 let's read it together
约伯回答说你们真是子民呐你们死亡智慧也就灭没了但我有聪明与你一样并非不及你们你们所说的谁不知道呢我这求告神蒙他应允的人竟成了朋友所讥笑的公义完全人竟受了人的讥笑安逸的人心里藐视灾祸这灾祸常常等待滑脚的人强盗的帐篷兴旺惹神的人稳固神多将财宝送在他们手中你且问走兽走兽必指示你你又问空中的飞鸟飞鸟必告诉你和于地讲话地必指教你和海中的鱼也必向你说明看啊这一切谁不知道是耶和华手中所做成的呢好就练这在这里约伯就是你所知道的没有一样我不知道
Job tell him everything you know I know also
但是有一点你确实不知道
But one thing you really don't know
就是你不知道我到底是谁
You don't know me
你所知道的实际上非常有限
What you know is so limited
那看见强盗兴旺你就以为神祝福他
When you see a robber prosper you think God bless him
你看见穷人苦了你就以为神咒诅他
When you see a poor man suffer then you think God is cursing him
你这个人完全是是非不明
You don't know what is the truth.
你去看一看大自然，很多都可以给你教导。
If you just look at the nature, you will get the teaching.
连飞鸟都可以做你的老师。
Even the birds can teach you.
地上的走兽都可以教导你。
The beasts can also teach you.
你看哪一个地方没有弱肉强食这样的现象呢？
Have you seen any have you found from any other place that the strong one will try to capture the weak?
所以有的时候你做一些的话都是毫无意义。
So what you talk is just meaningless.
对于我来说，没有一点的力量。
It's nonsense to me.
那所以下面我们看第十三，他对于说法言论的评价。
In chapter 13, he tried to judge what Sophar taught.
那第十三章第五节
Verse 5、
第四节第五节，你们是偏造谎言的，都是无用的医生，唯愿你们全然不作声，这就算你们的智慧。那么再看第十二章十二节，十三章十二节
Verse 12，
你们以为可纪念的箴言是炉灰的箴言，你们以为可靠的尖锐是淤泥的尖锐，你们的话语是毫无价值，如同炉灰一样。
Your words is worthless, just like ashes, clay.
你们以为千古不移的道理啊，根本不攻自破。
Your memorable sayings and proverbs is just no value.
所以他说，你们不准作声，只让我讲话吧。
It's better to keep quiet. Let me talk.
啊，最后我们知道这个说法，讲第二次话就讲得很少了。
So in the second talking, he only talked a few words.
第三次就没有话好讲。
He didn't have anything to say for the third time.
因为这个人实在是在三个朋友里面是最比较肤浅的一个。
Because among the three friends, he was the shallow one.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你千万不要看不起说法。
Brothers and sisters, don't despise Sophar.
他在后面里头有很多的话。还是很宝贝的。
A lot of words he said in the later part is very precious.
不过，因为他的性格还是分不开。
But still is associated with his nature.
总喜欢随便定别人的罪。
Always easy to condemn others.
所以你看第二十章讲到最后还是定罪的话。
In chapter 20, he still continued to condemn.
啊，讲了好话之后来定他的罪。
After he talks something good, then condemn him.
那你看这个第二十章，这个说法前面讲的话都是一些好像勉励的话，可是到了后面呢，就是要警告约伯，要他小心神更大的祸患要临到他。
The first part he encouraged him, then the later part he gave him warnings. You have to be careful. God is going to give great.Calamities.
时间已经到了，我们就把三个无用的医生稍微加以介绍。
The time is up. I'd like to introduce these useless physicians.
但是他们的热情实在是值得我们效法的。
But their love is really our example.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our hand.
主，我们真是。要求你给我们有三个朋友那样子爱朋友的心，爱弟兄的心。我们好多时候来对于弟兄姊妹，特别是落在患难错误里面的弟兄姊妹，采取不闻不问甚至远离的态度，求你怜悯我们，加添我们的爱心。我们也更是求主给我们有属灵的真理，有属灵的认识，让你的话来装备我们，使我们知道怎样用言语扶持那软弱的人，安慰那伤心的人。主啊，我们仰望主你同在，我们求你借着这些约伯记里面的言语，让我们能够常常谨慎自己。我们也感谢赞美你，那是何等注意那些敬畏你的人谈论，把他们的话都放在你的车子上。哦，主啊，我们谢谢你，你是顾念人的神，你是知道人存心的神。求主真是借着这一些，让我们向你坦然，也向着真理大胆，知道怎么样靠着你的恩典做你所喜悦的事。听我们的祷告，奉主的圣名，阿门。